In Parashas Korach, Perach Tezayin, Pasuk Tezvav, Moshe tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't pay any attention to their ketores offerings or whatever korban they're going to be bringing. So the question is, of why does Moshe have to pray to God to tell him not to offer, not to listen to someone who's making, someone who's looking to have a rebellion against us? Why would Moshe have to tell God not to accept that tefillah? Isn't it a given? So that's what the commentators point out. There's a famous Sefer HaYikarim who points out that is the greatness, that is the koach ha-tefillah. That even if something's not good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he sets it up is, of course you could say no, but so great is the koach ha-tefillah that when someone even prays to God that he wants to be able to do an avera, God might allow him to. So if we see that tefillah works, something that's not good and yet it has the power still to be answered, the Efa Moshe Rabbeinu had to make a special bakasha not to listen to, even though these people were Rishayim, and yet the tefillah could still be answered. Nevertheless, the Efa Moshe had to tell God, don't. And where else do we see this yisod about someone who has davens for their own selfish motives that we take it very seriously? So that's the, we find in the Gemara in Makkos, with the story of the Ari Mikla, that we know someone based on the Chumash, in the second parak of Makkos, that when someone kills someone unintentionally, they go to the Ari Mikla, how long do they have to stay there? And Jemais Kohen Gadol, until the Kohen Gadol dies. So that's why Chazal tell us that the mother of the Kohen Gadol makes chocolate chip cookies, brownies, good treats in order to give to all the inmates in the Arei Miklat. He wants to make them happy. Then why? Because they're afraid if people aren't happy in Arei Miklat, what do? They're going to daven that the Kohen Gadol should die. So therefore, at least the mother of the Kohen Gadol is trying to at least make it harder for them to pray that the Kohen Gadol should die. So again, we see, why are they praying? They're not praying because it's the right thing. They're praying because they want to get out of the Arei Miklat. And yet we see the Kohen Gadol's mother is concerned. Therefore, again, we see like the Sefer Yikarim, that the Kaddish Baruch Hu even answers tefillahs is Arun. That's what Bali Musa point out. Rapam used to always say, don't pray that the Shidduch should work out. You should be davening, let this Shidduch be the right one. Or, you know, as they say, answer my tefillahs with tov. Don't just answer my tefillahs. And that's what we say in the, we just benched Rosh Chodesh last week. The Chayim Sheyimalei when it was Kol Mishalos Yibeno with Tova. But only something that God thinks is good for us we throw in at the end. And that's the famous Ma'ase as well with Shmuel HaNavi. When he, because we know it happened, because Shmuel HaNavi prayed even for rain, even when it was in a time when it wasn't good, it was ruining the crops, the summertime, and he got answered. And therefore they told him to pray that it should end. So the moment we see he was answered something which isn't good, but why in the world was Shmuel HaNavi praying for rain? So the Rif explains that people just ask for a king, and Shmuel HaNavi says it wasn't proper, yet it was answered. So they might think, you know what? We must have been right that we should have a king, and Shmuel HaNavi was wrong that we shouldn't have a king. So, king. So therefore, Shmuel wanted to show them, no, it's not a raya, because even if you daven something that's not good for you, doesn't mean it won't be answered. And that's how, you know, Rav Moshe talks about it in terms of that, so we see that we find that's why Korach, Moshe had to pray that Korach's prayers, that Ketores weren't going to be effective, even though they're a Risham and they're asking for the wrong thing. But what's the difference? We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers tefillahs even for selfish reasons. And we see that's why the Kohen Gadol is giving out cookies, the Kohen Gadol's mother. And that's why you should always ask tefillahs should be answered with tova, gedul by Birkas HaKodesh, Malosh Benu Tova. And that's why we see even by Shmuel HaNavi, he wanted to show them that God even answers tefillahs v'ra. And therefore, as the, I don't know if it's the Gra, I forget, some say that's the power. We say every, we start off our Shemon Esrei, Melach Ozer Umoshia. Oh my God, what's Ozer? What's Umoshia? What's Umagin? So the commentators explain what's Ozer, God help us, is when we know what we want, let's say it's good, and Hashem helps us to get it. What's Melach Ozer Umoshia? What's Moshia? We don't know what we want. Hashem says, Hashem knows it's good and he'll get it. So number one is, Ozer is we know what's good and we ask God to get it. Moshe, we don't know what's best for us and we tell God to get it. What's Umagin then? Umagin is when protect someone from ourselves. We think something is good and we ask Hashem to protect us from things that we think are good and we pray for. So no matter how good. So we see, the Koach HaTfila, so how much more so? If the Koach HaTfila works in situations where we're asking for the wrong thing, how much more so the Koach HaTfila when we pray for good things in Klal Yisrael? For Parnasa, for Shiduchim, for Bracha, etc.